Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Chaf Aleph, and we're starting about the ninth line with the words Taman Taninon and the villain's daf is on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, a few lines into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now the end of the Mishnah taught about a piece of cloth being rolled into a wick and whether or not it's tamei or tahar, and whether or not one could use it as a wick for Shabbos. Now it's important to note that the word tamei and tahar here can have one of two meanings. If we say tamei, it can mean that this cloth was already tamei and hasn't lost its status as a beged and is therefore still tamei, or it could also mean that it's susceptible to Makabal Tumah because it's still considered a Beged. And it's the same thing with Tahar. It can mean that it was Tameh, but now it lost its status as a Beged and is therefore Tahar, or it can mean that it just simply can't become Tameh anymore because it's not a Beged. And we had also said that with Pishtan, with flax or linen, a piece 3x3 etzbais, finger breaths, is Makabal Tumah because it's a Beged. Now with all other types of cloth, a piece 3x3 tfachim is considered Chashiv, it's called a Beged and is Makabal Tumah. Now if it's less than 3x3 as well, if he made it with Kavana for it to be a Beged, such as a patch for clothing, so then it's also going to be Kabbalah Tumah. Now we're going to be discussing if it's less than 3x3 and he didn't necessarily make it to be a Beged. What's the din? So Taman Tanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah, this is Meseches Kalim, Kala Pachas Mishlesha al Shlesha, any piece of cloth which is less than 3x3 Tvachim, Sheskinu Lafik Bas HaMerchatz, he prepared it in order to plug up the bathhouse with it, there's a hole that he wants to plug up, or Ulanar Bas HaKdera, to use it to pour out a hot pot, he's basically using it as protection against heat, or Ulakanech Bas HaRechayim, to wipe off the millstone from dust that accumulates after milling grain. So we have a cloth that's prepared for one of these three types of uses. We're gonna have a three machlokes what the din is. Bein min amuchan, bein she'ein min amuchan, tamei divrei Blazer. Blazer says that it's tamei whether or not it's min amuchan. And we're gonna explain in a bit what min amuchan means. Or Rabbi Shua is the exact opposite. Bein min amuchan, bein she'ein min amuchan, tahar. It doesn't make a difference if it's min amuchan or not. It's tahar. And Rabbi Kiva says he's the midline shita min amuchan tamei, v'she'ein min amuchan tahar. If it's min amuchan, then it's tamei. If it's not min amuchan, it's tahar. And the Gemara now asks, ma bein amuchan, ma bein she'ein min amuchan. What does that mean, muchan or not muchan? And the Havamina, the answer is bein shechino l'soich habayis, bein sheshlicho l'ashpa, whether he prepared it for use inside the house, that's what min amuchan means, or ein min amuchan means he threw it out. And that would mean that according to Blazer, it always will be tamei, even if he prepared it for plugging a hole in the bathhouse. According to Yeshua, it's always going to be tar, and according to Kiva, it depends if it's for home usage or not. However, the Gemara asks on this explanation. Vatanan, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Reb Blazer says, af matlas chadasha kiyotze bahen, even a new matlas, a new cloth, is just like them. This Mishnah is referring to other cloths, whether or not they're tamei or tahar, and Reb Blazer comments by saying, also, af, a matlas chadasha is just like them. Now, focusing on this word af, the Gemara says, v'les bar nash amar af, or afilu, a person is not going to use the word af, or afilu, ela de maidi akun meyasa, unless he agrees to the previous things mentioned. And that means that Reb Blazer, by using this word af, agrees to the previous things mentioned in this Mishnah, which means that according to Reb Blazer, if it was thrown in the garbage, it's not tameh anymore. So how can we explain she'enu min amuchan as that it was thrown into the garbage, but according to Reb Blazer, it's still tameh? It can't be. He doesn't hold like that in this other Mishnah that we just quoted. And so here we have a different answer of what minamuchan or ena minamuchan means. Bein shechinu l'tolaisa, whether he prepared it to use it as a patch for his garment, that's what l'tolaisa means. It's like a talai, a patch for a garment. And bein sheloyechinu l'tolaisa, whether he didn't prepare it for that use, according to Blazer, it's still going to be tamei. And over here, ena minamuchan doesn't mean he threw it in the garbage. It just means he didn't prepare it specifically for the use of a patch for his garment. It could just be that he's using it to plug the bathhouse or one of these other usages, but it's still going to be considered tamei. Now we continue. Hada yalfa minahi, vahi yalfa minahada. That Mishnah in Kalim learned something from our Mishnah here, and our Mishnah here learned something from that Mishnah in Kalim. Hada yalfa minahi divrei Blazer v'husha kipla. Learning one from the other has to do with folding it. In other words, just like your Blazer over there holds that if he fixed it to be used for a merchatz, it still doesn't lose its status as a beged, so too here with Shabbos. Just because he was mekapel it, he folded it or rolled it to be used for a wick, it's still considered a beged. And by that same token, just like here, if he singed the wick, he was mehavhev it, it now loses its status as a beged, so too there, if he actually used it to plug the merchatz, so now it loses its din as a beged. And by that same token, vayhi yalfa minada, we're gonna learn one from the other in Shitas Rabbi Kiva as well, kishaloi yichino l'tolaisa, that's if he didn't prepare for a patch as a beged, so it's not gonna be tamei, aval yichino l'tolaisa, but if he prepared as a patch for a beged, tameohi, then it will be tamei. Now the Gemara asks on our Mishnah, umatamid Reb Blazer, what's Reb Blazer's reasoning? Reb Blazer in our Mishnah had said that if he rolled up a piece of linen to use it for a wick, but he wasn't mahavev it, he didn't singe it, he's not allowed to use it for Shabbos candles. And the question is, why not? What's wrong with it? It's a perfectly fine wick. And the answer, chaf alfa on beza on top, is nasik matar kalim b'Shabbos. It's like he's being matar kli on Shabbos. When he lights this wick, it's as if he's being matar it. It's like he's being matakin something, he's fixing something on Shabbos, and that's a problem. Now we're going to ask on this in a moment because it's obvious that he's not lighting it on Shabbos. But before that, we just asked a different question in Shitas Reb Blazer. Mikivin shekipla light tara, from the moment that he folded it, that he rolled it into a wick, that's not matar it. Simply turning it from a piece of cloth into a wick should already be matar it, so then there should be no issue lighting it. And to this we answer, shekin shamashim umnin Haaretz and Bekipula, expert tailors, they actually want a piece of cloth to be rolled or folded in order to use it as a patch, and therefore simply rolling it or folding it into a wick does not make it lose its status as a beged, and the main issue we're going to run into is when he lights it. And that's where this question now comes in. Isn't he making it tahar? He's lighting this wick before Shabbos. So what does it make a difference that he's being metaharit, he's having it lose its din as a beged once he lights it? He's lighting it before Shabbos, so he's not being metakin anything, he's not fixing anything on Shabbos. And on this we answer, Blazer says, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, B'bnei Yomtev Shechalias Be'erev Shabbos. The issue is, if he's going to light this on Yomtev, which turns out to be Erev Shabbos. Yomtev was Friday, and now he's lighting his candles on Yomtev for Shabbos. It's in regards to this situation that Blazer was talking about, no lighting this wick, which he had rolled up, because he's metakin, he's fixing something, he's being metaharit, and that's a problem on Yomtev. We have another question, doesn't it become tahar on its own? In other words, this tikkun happens on its own. He lights it, the flame catches on its own, so everything is happening by itself. It still shouldn't be usher to light a yontif. And Amar B'yaseh Rabban, he tells us, Tifter, we could explain it as follows, Shehayu ba'shalash ha'shalash mitzum tzamais. This piece of cloth that he turned into a wick was precisely 3x3 finger breadths, and it means the very second that he touched the fire to it, it gets singed just a tiny bit, it loses its precise shear of 3x3, and it's at that very moment that it becomes tahar, so it actually is his direct action which is causing it to become tahar, and that's not allowed to be done on Yom Tov. Now, another thing regarding this cloth, Rav Acha quotes Rav Siman, who says, "B'shem Rav Shimon Nizira, asa mazar tahara." If a person took a cloth and he made it into a bandage, he bandaged the wound with it, so then it's tahar because it's mios, it's gross, it's not something he's going to use again as a patch for his clothing, and therefore it's tahar. However, now we have a question: Shari B'shemen, if he soaked it in oil, like Misha asa mazar, isn't that just like turning it into a bandage? In other words, we see that soaking cloth in oil is not like using it as a bandage because this wick of the Mishnah that we're talking about, we're assuming was soaked in oil already, but it doesn't lose its baged status, as we said. So why would it lose the status when it's used as a bandage? What's the difference if it's soaked in oil or soaked in some sort of other fluid because it's a bandage? I wouldn't have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues, Reb Zeir quotes Reb Yanai, who quotes Reb Yirmiyahu, who says, B'shem Reb Shua ben Levi, Nirin Dvarim Shtei Halacha Kerbi Kiva, it seems to be, it's more logical to say, the Halacha Kerbi Kiva, Shu Oimer Me'ein Shnehen, because he says, like both of them, he's the midline Shita, he's not totally Machmer, totally Mekel, he says it really depends. If it's Muchan, then it's Tameh, if it's not Muchan, then it's Tahar. And so it'd be more logical to pass like Rabbi Kiva. However, Lemaisa ve'in elik Rabbi Yeshua. In practice, we go like Rabbi Yeshua. Why is this? Because Mikulei Shalosh al Shalosh is among the kulais, the leniencies that we see by a piece of cloth, which is 3x3 finger breadths. Since such a piece of cloth is only fit for Haniyim, only poor people are going to use this and consider a Chashov. Therefore, we're Mekel in certain areas, and that's how we actually pass like Rabbi Yeshua, who's the most Mekel. Now, while that's clarity in Shitas Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, Loisef Davar Tahira El Afilu Tmeya. It's not ultimately that he's allowed to light it because it's Tahar, even if it's Tameh, he's allowed to light it. Meaning, I'm supposed to Blazer, who says one's not allowed to light it because, like, he's being metaharit on Shabbos or on Yontif. Rabbi Kiva argues with the fundamental understanding that Blazer has. And where do we see this? Begin Rav because of Rav. Do Rav Amar Rav says, Mesikin Mekelim, in Mesikin Meshivik Kelim, one's allowed to fuel his fire on Yomtif with Kelim, meaning with something that's considered a whole Kli, but he's not allowed to do so with a broken piece of a Kli. In other words, to explain this into the Machlekes of our Mishnah, Rabbi Blazer holds that folding the cloth doesn't change its status. Therefore, when he first puts fire to it, that automatically renders it a shever kli. It's like it's a broken kli now, and as he continues holding the flame to it, that's considered lighting shiver kelim, which is why Rabbi Elazar had said in our Mishnah, and we had explained above here in the Amud, the one's not allowed to use this as a wick because of yomtif that falls out on Erev Shabbos, that'd be considered like lighting shiver kelim on yomtif. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, who holds that folding it into a wick, is mevatel its beged status, he doesn't have this issue because it has to be that he made this wick on Erev yomtif. Obviously, he can't make the wick on yomtif because that'd be considered ruining or fixing something on yontif, so he had to have done it before yontif, and therefore lighting it on yontif is no problem because it already became not a kli on erev yontif. We're gonna stop here for now. We'll pick up tomorrow with halacha dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.